This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the people in chat, the people who've downloaded and listened to us again.
Yes, yes.
There's still a few of you out there that we haven't pissed off.
Yeah, we still have a couple listeners.
We plan to take care of that this week.
Yeah, no shit. Hopefully after this week, the rest of you, no. No, not hopefully. No,
we love you guys.
But this is kind of a...
it's going to be controversial.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Or who knows? Fuck, man. A lot of people probably pick up what we're putting down.
He called a little person a midget, and I was like, dude, you just can't do that.
Oh, where's this coming from? That did not happen.
Well, this is a controversial show, so that's why I'm...
No, that's not that kind of controversy. We don't need that kind of controversy.
Oh, well, but before we get into the show, there's a couple things we want to talk about. Number one, the shirts are in the mail.
Well, no.
Yeah,
Did Josh tell you they were?
We don't... Who?
Are they in the mail for sure?
No, but they will be tomorrow. Monday.
Sunday tomorrow. Hopefully they will be coming soon.
Yeah, but...
You know our tendency to fuck this up? We moved it over...
Everything's taken care of.
Here's what we
now.
Did. We decided to say, okay, we're obviously pieces of shit who can't handle anything.
That's true.
So we moved it over to our merch people, and we just said, here you go, take care of it, and it should be done and shipped.
Yes.
So... But I don't think you got an exact word that they were out.
No.
Okay, well, then you can't say they're in the mail.
They're in the mail.
All right, so we got a whole bunch of voicemails. We've had them stacked up. We had 2 weeks. Last week we were off. We were going to do the same show. Actually, it would have been a lot different last week probably. I had to take a quick run on a business trip over the weekend. Couldn't do the show. So next week, actually, we'll be doing the show on Sunday for you live people. I have to do another business trip this week, and it's going to keep me from being here Saturday.
Are you drug muling?
I am drug muling.
That's why you lost all the weight, so that you could stretch.
I could fit more drugs in me.
Yeah.
We make pods that are about 4 ounces. They look like Tide Pods, but they're just like...
Oh, that's the new
they're
sensation.
Concentrated
they're
drugs.
Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
I don't know what drugs.
Tide Pods.
Anyway, let's hit the voicemails.
Voicemails.
So we're starting with the one from Travis Easter, right?
Wait. Now you can all leave us these voicemails.
Oh, yeah. Go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail about basically anything.
Yeah, and these are the what
we're going to listen to most of them. Apparently, we have not made the time to check on all these. So if there's anything that's fucked up,
uh-oh.
It's Eric's fault.
Yeah, it's Eric's fault.
Anyway, here we go. Here's the first one from Travis Easter.
Travis Easter.
Hey, guys. It's Travis from Virginia. So just my take on the chemtrail theory.
Mm-hmm.
If they were doing this, so to say,
right.
At 30,000 feet, there's definitely no way to control where those chemicals go. The atmosphere moves. Ground shift, as we all know, weather patterns.
That's
no
a good
way
point.
To control where...
That is a real good point.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys, it's Travis from Virginia.
Hold on.
Ground shift, as we all know, weather patterns.
There we go.
There's no way to control where it would go. So anyone that is involved in doing this would essentially be poisoning themselves.
Cool.
The easiest way that I always look
check
at conspiracies and debunking conspiracies is how would they do it without affecting themselves or anyone that they care about?
Maybe they don't give
and
a fuck.
This is definitely one that they would not be able to do.
That's a great idea, Travis. That's a very good point.
What if they have the antidote anyway? I'm just going to throw that out there. I mean, it's one in a billion of this that's happening in the first place, and
fair,
if they are.
Fair.
Just a listener thought. You guys are doing a great job.
I can say
that I'm on either team because I agree with both of you fairly equally.
Well, that's some wishy-washy shit. You should be Team Everett. But I'm sure Eric will spin it around and say, oh, we'll take you either way.
Yeah, we'll take you either way, man.
Disagree with both of you fairly equally. So if you want to give a point to Eric and Everett,
ooh.
Point for both of you guys, that's between y'all. I'll let y'all argue amongst yourselves.
We can't manipulate
anyway,
the polls like that, Travis.
I appreciate the show. Listen every chance I get. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Man, did we caught some shit a while back, too, about the way we talk to these voicemails like they're actually there.
Yeah, somebody didn't like it, but I enjoy doing it, so I'm going to continue.
So one of our longest listening listeners, that's weird to say, but Rennie has sent us several this week, and here is the first of what looked like 30. Here we go, Rennie. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's
What's up, guys?
It's How you Rennie. Doing? What's up, Rennie?
Should be passing through St. Louis in the next couple of hours.
Oh, cool, man. We're from
just
there.
Just want to say hi.
Hey.
And I don't really have any ideas of a show or anything. Oh.
Well, thanks, Rennie.
I just kind of wanted to leave a voicemail.
Oh, right on, right on.
And weather's pretty shitty.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis,
left Boston yesterday around.
It's no better there.
Boston.
So keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, we'll do, buddy.
Talk to you guys later.
Yep, later, man.
I get the feeling he's on the road and bored.
Yeah.
So here's another one from Rennie. This one's a minute and 40, about 2.5 times the length. Sorry.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Rennie again. So I know you guys are doing a show about religion this weekend.
That's true.
And I really love that show, the Ancient Aliens one.
Oh, yeah, George Sakalakopoulos.
So I was thinking about why not include the ancient astronaut theory to your religion show, since most religions usually talk about, you know, beams of light coming from the sky, gods, angels.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You get what he's saying there?
Yeah, no, I do.
I hope I send you guys more messages since I'm still on the road. Later.
Later, bud.
That's weird. That said a minute and 40, but it only played out at 44. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to understand technology. But he's got an interesting thought there. We can talk about that when we get to the meat of the show here, that how many religions could have possibly been inspired by aliens rather than, you know, a man with a weird power.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah.
Moving on. Another one from Rennie. Here we go, Rennie.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. It's Rennie again.
Uh-oh.
What if Star Wars...
Oh, God.
Choose your next words closely.
It's just in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways.
Wow, man.
I saw a documentary a couple days ago about... They were comparing Star Wars. They were breaking it down. They were getting into Star Wars and real religion.
We should start listening through
really
these.
It was really fucking interesting. I wish I could remember what it was. And, anyways... Another bored fellow on the road.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you, Rennie.
It's away from St. Louis. I know that's your guys' territory.
Yeah, it is. Stomping ground, boy.
But it's not as bad as I thought it was.
See, he's in the wrong part then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rennie.
Thanks,
that,
Rennie.
For that set.
Is this Shit Ripper next?
No. Dude, you remember that guy? That was great.
That's great.
Next one's from a guy named Buster Heinemann. I don't think that's his actual name.
Buster Heinemann.
It could be like Jamie Heineman and Buster from Mythbusters had a child. That's Buster Heineman.
Mm-hmm.
Junior?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, it's your boy coming at you live from Tennessee.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up, dude?
So I'm sitting here listening to this new episode about chemtrails.
Yeah.
And I just want to say it's a sad day that we had to stoop to their level and actually put out an episode informing people about chemtrails.
Heard.
Truly disappointed.
Right.
Everybody knows that chemtrails ain't even real. It's a bunch of insecure vapors going around blowing their vape smoke up in everybody's face.
I'm not sure if he's trolling.
Fuck, you can't even walk out of Walmart without fucking walking through somebody's nasty-ass, sick-ass Mountain Dew smelling fucking vape cloud.
That's funny, but...
disappointed, boys. Don't make me send Shit Ripper up your way to blow some dookie juices in your faces because of Will.
All right, man, we'll try harder next time.
Before I head out, I just want to say there is no God but the one true God, the Anunnaki Lord and Savior.
Ooh, I like it.
Hallelujah. I'm out, y'all.
All right, later, buddy.
Quality.
Yeah, that was
quality.
A good one.
Thank you.
That was good, thank you.
Buster, if that is your real
Buster
name.
Buster Heinemann.
A couple more here. We got one from Donna coming in.
Donna.
Hey, guys, it's Donna from Northwestern Illinois.
Hey, Donna.
Just wanted to say
hola.
Love you and Eric. Just your banter throughout the show is hilarious.
Yeah,
and
we try.
Maybe thinking you guys could do another cryptozoologist sort of podcast, like maybe the Jersey Devil or Ogopogo.
We should do another crypto episode. She's
El Chupanibre.
Cryptid.
I really
Chupanibre.
Hope one of you guys get that reference.
I don't get that reference.
Well, you should.
Chupanibre?
So, no. All right, guys. Well, keep doing what you're doing. Love the show.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you. Later, Donna.
Chupanibre. I don't get it. El Chupa.
Oh.
But it's a good idea, though. We should do another.
Cryptid.
Cryptid. Yeah. Cryptozoology. Here's Rennie again. Welcome back. He's on the road still. Oh, God.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Rennie. I'm about 3 hours from home.
Oh, right.
And,
good journey.
I keep driving by these, like, abandoned, what seems to be, like, abandoned, like, truck stops filled with semis and old mills. And I was just thinking, like, what if that's where, like, all the missing people end up, you know? I don't know if you guys ever...
What do you mean?
Walk into Walmart or any department store, they have that, like, missing people bulletin.
Right, right.
And it just makes you wonder where all those people are. I mean, there's millions and millions of people missing in the United States.
They're all in truck stops.
You never find any dead bodies, or they never find them.
So are you saying these buildings are full of dead people?
You can't hear me.
Found their own way.
Answer me.
Homeless people. But I'm sure that there's a lot more people missing due to some shady ass shit, you know?
Oh, no, yeah.
I mean, fuck, I've heard everything from McDonald's meat gets the burgers get made from.
Oh, don't say that.
People. I've heard about little kids gone missing.
Yeah, that's true.
Blood gets sucked out and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, fuck it. I'm just a crazy man on a long road trip. Keep up the good work, guys. Later.
Damn good one there, Rennie.
El Chupanibre is Futurama, the super monster.
I love Futurama.
God,
I must have missed that one. I probably saw it, but just don't remember. It's been forever. Good show.
Heard.
Matt Van Stratton. This is the guy we play Halo with, so let's see what he's got to say.
Who?
MVS 42.
Oh, yeah.
Homegrown.
Hey, what's
Big
up?
Big Ben.
What's up? That's our Xbox's names.
I've gotten a quick idea, you know, with the whole thing that went on in Hawaii with the...
False
fake missile being launched.
All
that drama that went on. Maybe talk about a little bit, like, what could happen if World War III popped off. I honestly don't believe that was a mistake with the missile in Hawaii. I think that there's something that was on its way. The U.S. government shot it down, and the message came up accordingly, but the government's trying to cover that up. That's just my theory. Maybe you guys can talk about that a little bit on the episode. I love the show, man. You guys are doing great. Thanks.
Thank you. That's far out, man.
I'm going to be honest. I accidentally tuned out there. I was reading the chat. What was the last thing he said?
He was talking about how that missile thing was probably covered up by the government, and that there was directly...
I've seen a lot of people saying that on Facebook and stuff. I don't know. Could have been.
It's fake news.
It gave me an idea for doing a show. Like, we'll talk about that later. That was interesting. Interesting. The next one's from James Farnsworth, .au. Must be Australia. Here we go. Anyway.
Yo, guys. This is James from Australia.
Nailed it.
I'm a newish listener.
Oh, newish.
First and foremost, 100% Team Eric.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you, guy.
All the good topics.
That's right.
Keep
that's right.
Coming. I love it.
Oh, me too.
That motherfucker Everett pisses me off, though.
What's up? That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Every once in a while, he says something to completely redeem himself. For now, you know, I'll keep listening and I'll forgive you. But yeah, keep up the good work, guys, man. Love the show. Peace out.
Later, alligator.
I mean, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
He's obviously crazy.
That's crazy. He said that motherfucker Everett.
I don't appreciate that.
All right, how many we got left?
Two more.
All right,
let's
hear him. Let's hear him.
Hold on. Enough of this Team Eric stuff. You guys are fucking crazy. Team Everett all the way. I just gotta say that.
Wouldn't it make sense that the oil industry and Monsanto would be in cahoots together, and that after the oil's been refined, then it would be the additive going in? I mean, that would make sense to me.
The fuck was that?
Is that a robot?
I'm playing it again.
Wouldn't it make sense that the oil industry and Monsanto would be in cahoots together, and that after the oil's been refined, then it would be the additive going in? I mean, that would make sense to me.
So I think he's saying that Monsanto and the oil industry have a business relationship where Monsanto makes an additive after it's been refined? Maybe that goes into the, he's talking chemtrails, I think.
I think that's what it is.
So Monsanto's making whatever's going into the fuel they put into chemtrails. I think if I'm analyzing what this guy's talking about in this crazy 10 seconds we got, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, maybe. Maybe they do have a relationship. Possible. Join the group.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
Flush that theory out a little more.
It's pretty interesting. This one's from Anonymous. I think the only Anonymous we had this week. I love a good Anonymous.
Me too. I like
it. Here.
The reason can't be population control, because if it was population control, then why would we have all these government programs set up for people to keep having more children? Every time someone has a child in, like, poverty conditions, they get more money. It's like an incentive to keep having more children. plus the education on safe sex and all of that,
Heard.
Is almost completely out of schools now. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of contradictory is what he's saying. Why, if they're trying to control the population, why are they fostering non-safe sex and actually creating more people?
I don't think they're fostering non-safe sex.
That's his opinion, man. You right, no, say
I'm,
he's
not
say, shit?
I'm not.
You're gonna, are you yeah. going to argue with Anonymous?
Yeah, Anon.
Don't start some shit with Anonymous. That's all we need. All
right, fair. Voicemails are done. On to the show.
Well, I don't know. I just want to say thanks for all the voicemails, everybody.
Thanks for all the voicemails, Rennie, everybody. You can go to www.surrealtalkpodcast.com. Scroll down on the right-hand side of the page, and there's a little widget right there, and you can just click that, and any device that has a microphone, could be your phone, could be your laptop, anything that you can record.
Oh, you're a dork.
Leave us a message.
And I was going to say, too, Rennie, next time you go on a trip, let me know beforehand, and I will block your IP.
No, no,
thanks for the
I'll just give you my text message, or you can just text me.
Indeed. All right, let's get into it, man.
All right, what are we talking
today,
about?
This week we are doing a show. A couple weeks ago we had a show that was supposed to be about hell,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of turned into a weird discussion about mostly Christianity and our ignorance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a real good time with that and wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
We thought, hey, let's get ignorant one more time
one
and
more
talk
time.
About religion again.
Yeah.
So disclaimer to start off, we are mostly ignorant
yeah,
about
but...
religion. We're not coming at this maliciously, in my opinion, though.
Yeah, we're not doing it to try to hurt anybody's feelings if they have a particular religion. We're just talking about them all equally.
We want to have a discussion with each other about religion. We've got a lot of talking points here on our list.
We thought
of
we'd
shit.
Share that with you guys.
And we're just going to go through it today. And again, please don't get pissed off at us. And if you have the answer to anything we're ignorant about, and you have the and you want to send us an evil message or something like that, telling us we're idiots, feel free. I'll read it on the air.
Yeah, or a voicemail, email, yeah. info
voicemail
at surrealtalkpodcast.com. Facebook message. Either way. So we're going to talk about personal experiences, but like Everett pointed out to me earlier before the show, that I've already told my personal experience with religion. You know, I'm sure I've said it on a few shows. Went to Bible study, this and that. You know, my wife's cousin passed away, and we really kind of gave it a shot. Good shot at religion. Didn't work out.
What was your thought about that again? Why were you wanting to give religion a shot?
Oh, well, because the pastor had told me my daughter was like maybe 3 months old, and the pastor had said, hey, you know, if you your family died in a car wreck
right.
today, your daughter would go to heaven. Would you be able to spend the rest of eternity with her, even if, you know, if heaven's true?
Fear-mongering you, okay.
Yeah, pretty much, like guilted me into it. I'm like, wow, I don't know. No, you know, probably not.
That's not the best time for recruitment. You know what I mean? Especially in that manner. I'd say he kind of came with that wrong. But
yeah.
on the same time, it worked.
It
did you
work.
Not go to
no,
his
it totally
Bible
did
study?
Work. I did. And I went to church and everything, gave it a good shot, and asked questions where
That's
questions
why I'm not
were
in marketing.
Due. Asked questions where questions were due, and apparently that wasn't okay. So maybe I had the wrong experience, but that's my experience I've had with it.
Do you think it was the pastor, preacher, whoever you were with, his fault that you weren't able to start, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak?
I think he could have been a better fisher of men.
How so? You think he could have came at you a little different?
I don't know. And maybe it works on other people, but for like, it just, you gotta give, like,
he wasn't prepared to deal with a skeptical person trying to bring a skeptic in.
He wasn't prepared to answer the hard questions.
Would you say you came in there completely open-minded, completely,
yes,
honestly?
Yes, yes, honestly, did.
Would
because
you say you
before,
came in there wanting to
listen,
believe?
Because before, it's not, and it wasn't like I didn't believe in God. I just didn't go to church or nothing, live my life how I wanted to. I still believed in God, and then I started going to church after he had said that spiel to me at the funeral. And then, started going to church and whatnot and did the whole thing, and then didn't, you know, work out because, you know, I was asking a bunch of questions about how this shit worked and that shit worked.
So do you think you were asking the right questions to that guy? Because if I recall when we had this discussion before, you were like, how the hell are they going to fit all those animals on that boat?
Right.
See,
right.
That doesn't seem like the right type of question.
How can it be? How can the dinosaurs live with humans? Things like that. Like,
and that's originally too what we were going to have on this show. Like, the bullshit of religion was our original concept for this show. But obviously, that's bullshit, right? Like, why bother harping on that? So my question is to you: that's an obvious
right, but
bullshit.
But my deal was like, as a grown man and an adult, and you're trying to teach this, and you're wanting me. Let me get this. Basically, it was a let me get this straight situation. Let me get this straight.
Why did you need to get that straight, though? Is my question.
Because I didn't want it to be left out there for me just to not interpret it how I needed to know.
So
the
day one,
I needed to be able to know the interpretation of what he was telling me.
All
if
right,
if this
you.
Is a metaphor or if this is for real, you believe as a grown man that this man
so
parted
right off
the waters
bat, you need
with
to see
his
where this
arms.
Guy's coming from. That's what it was about.
Not right off the bat. It's just it was a multitude of different things that led to the eventual maybe
sure.
this isn't for you.
Gotcha, I gotcha. I'm just trying to, you know, put myself in the mindset of
right. And like I said, dude, totally gave it an open shot, and I'm way more critical of it now. I wasn't even critical of it back then. I wanted to learn because if that was my way to spend the rest of eternity with my daughter, I had to give that a shot. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So that's what that was all about.
We got a mark on here about my personal experience. It's basically nil. When we were kids, we went to church, though I'm going to be honest, I don't know if it was much more than an easy way to get an empty Saturday or Sunday morning, send the kids off with the grandparents to church.
Right, yeah.
Looking back on it, sorry, I think that's kind of what it was. I never took anything worthwhile from our
church. If I'm hungover, yeah, I'll send my daughter to church.
I don't know if it's because I was a little bastard or whatnot, but I took away nothing other than it was a bunch of, I don't know how to say, ritual and just strangeness. I guess we went to a Pentecostal church, and being one, having no religious background, being up, I guess we were about 10. I was about 10, 12 years old whenever we had to go.
Yeah, a little younger.
So I was already, at that point, I was an analytical kid at that point. I liked science. I liked math. So to me, I didn't take much from it. You was a little bit younger. Do you remember going to church?
Right over there in East Dalton.
Right. What was your thoughts on it back then?
I praised the Lord, bud.
Did you? You were fully into it then.
Yeah, I was a little kid, man. See, they said in Dogma, when you're
I guess I just
faith is a glass of water. When you're a young kid, the same amount of faith will fill that glass up. As you get older, it takes more faith to fill the same glass because you have to.
Or maybe the glass is bigger.
Yeah. Or maybe there is no water.
Only Zool.
We've been on that all day.
Yeah, we have. Only Zool. So, God, we didn't really reorder our discussion points in any kind of narrative, so let's just nail them as we want to nail them, and we'll mark them off as we go. Let's get right into it. What are the goals of religion? How do you see the goals of religion?
Well, I mean, and it depends.
That's a wide question, but...
That's a very wide question, because, okay, so when you think about, like, people that started individual religions are the ones with the goals, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not the people... Well, it could be. So, like, and are you asking what are people that are practicing this religion? What are their goals? What are they trying to get out of it?
That's the question.
What are they trying to get out of it?
Is it the goal of religion in general, the religious person?
Is it to help people meet God in the end? Or
let's do this. Let's look at it from the first part. Let's look at it from
help people live a good life.
Let's look at it from the religious practitioner.
The person.
Tom, Dick, Mary, and Jane, or whoever, you know, who they are. What do you think a person, as a non-religious person, their goal in religion is? What do they hope to gain for the most part?
Well, so even people that are super religious, I feel like a percentage of those at least just goes out of habit, because their parents went, you got to take your kids, your friends.
It's a social thing as well.
Yes, exactly. And it's like some people have, you see politicians all the time, now they're big into God and stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's easy to believe that they just do that as a social thing. For the amount of these people who are staples of their church and community, they get busted with all these scandals. You know
right.
what I mean? Innocent until proven guilty and whatnot, but pedophiles, your politicians who turn out to be crooked, taking bribes and whatnot,
who are big members
of the church. But they are hypocritical in the fact that they go to this church all the time and turn out that way. And I know nobody's perfect, but I'm making no general point here, but...
So what would the goals of religion be from like a church standpoint?
Well, hold on. That was just one part of it. Think about the people who are pure in their religious needs. What are their goals?
You mean like a pastor?
No.
Or like a clergyman?
Not there yet. Not the clergyman. Because that's like the second level of the people. Like
you mean like grandma? Like a grandma
exactly.
That is like full on, don't take God's name in vain, just your
right.
holy rolling Bible-thumping grandma.
Right. What are their goals?
To meet God. I would think to ensure that their afterlife is as easy, as pleasant as it could be, and that they don't burn in eternity. Because people are true believers.
So for the true believers, you assume, I'm not saying you assume, just
that live their life by the book, that quote the book, that try to continue to get their friends to the book. Yeah, it's about afterlife. And that's what I asked, like, is that more important than your kids? And a lot of people that are that religious will say, God will take care of my kids. It's about my relationship with God. I have to, I choose God over my kids because God's going to take care of my kids because they have to choose him as well. He's going to offer, and I'm like, wow, I don't understand. But to them, it's about that relationship with God, I feel like.
So you're saying, and I'm using you as just the general, because I'm kind of with you here, but I'm trying to lead this. The promise of a glorious afterlife in whatever religion is the carrot on the stick, so to speak, for religious people. You dangle that in front of them, and they will follow your religion. That's the majority of what you're saying of religious practitioners, the everyday religious person.
That's the end game. That's the goal, right? I mean, that's the entirety of your religion
as we're
working toward your whole life here on earth is working toward that.
No, I agree with you.
Right, they don't give you as much stuff to do. Like, think about the Bible, for instance. They're not giving you as much instruction and all that in the afterlife because you're not going to need it. You know, that's very short. That means to me that that's the end game. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like they tell you all this different shit about why you're here on earth and alive, but they just tell you, oh, you'll be in the kingdom of heaven. They don't give you any more instruction about that. To me, that's...
Well, they give you the Ten Commandments, at least in Christianity, don't they?
Is that for heaven or is that for on earth?
Well,
in heaven, you won't need them.
If you break the commandments, as I understand it, then you don't get in that. Well,
exactly.
Quote, unquote, you don't get in. I'm sure you can repent and all that
so
shit.
So that would mean they're for earth. They're for your human life, not your afterlife. Your afterlife, you won't need commandments because you'll be in heaven with God. You're supposed to be on the same level with him. You'll understand him. But what, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess so. I mean, that's one way to look at it. Right. I don't have any other different way to look at it.
Fair.
I don't know that I completely agree, but...
So what are the goals of religion from, like, a pastor, nun, their point of view? What from their aspect?
Multiples. One, they believe, I would say they're the next level, like I said, of their standard religious practitioner. They believe so hard that now they are...
Their mission. Trying, they have a mission.
Yeah, what is it you call those people who are on TV? The televangelists. They're evangelists. They believe so much they want other people to believe. So their mission is to bring more into the flock. So that they too might have this feeling of wholeness, I guess.
Yeah, they want to share that. They want to save people. They want because they believe that
that's
so
the
hard.
Genuine
that that's
person,
a, that's saving someone. It's to help them to get into heaven. You're saving them. It's to them. It's as deep as saving someone's life, like from pulling them away from a speeding car that's coming to them. You know.
So it's the same thing as a person who likes to give gifts, like somebody who's just a serial gift giver, is the same type of person. Would you say?
Yeah, but it's deeper than that. It's more. They're I think the people that are that invested in their religion, as far as to be a nun,
but that,
or
that
or
same
a pastor
feeling you get after
whatever.
Seeing somebody. That happiness after somebody finds religion, wouldn't you say it's the same thing as opening up a good gift to a person who's watching? They've committed, they've did what they've here to do to make that person happy. It's,
oh, there's going to be a sense of accomplishment with that. Yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah, that's what you're working. But yeah, but that would be pride.
But that's only the genuine.
But that would
people.
Be pride, and you can't.
Ooh, good point.
There's none of that.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. There's a lot of hypocrisy in religion.
That's fair too. So wait, what
well,
about?
I wanted to say too that's only the genuine side of the clergy. So there's plenty, I'm sure, of clergy who don't give two fucks about religion. Like the ones who molest. Like the shit tons of them who do. Who you could pretty much guarantee, maybe they do want to help the community and they have some sort of sickness where they have to rape kids. Whatever. That's bullshit, but whatever. Oh, I lost my train of thought. But you get what I'm saying, right?
I do.
They're exploitive.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of that in history, too, and that's one of our talking points that we have today is the exploitation
hang on,
of religion.
Hang on. What would be the goal from a... complete top of the religious, like the Vatican. What's their goal for religion? What are their goals with all that gold and all those secret texts that no one can get into and their own laws? What is their actual goal? I mean, they're Catholic. That I assume they're trying to say that, but I don't get with like spread.
See,
the,
I would say there's different
your
goals.
Goal here.
Goal of what?
Is your posterity? Is it now, to keep the posterity
goal.
Of the Catholic religion? Like, what is your goal?
I would say their official goal would be to make Christianity the number one religion in the world, or Catholicism, or whatever.
Catholicism.
Yeah, make that the number one religion by whatever means and outreach. Do
you think
people
they have a marketing team and shit?
Oh, I know they.
So you
don't see commercials on TV for like the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for no
fair.
Reason
okay,
or whatever.
So
that's Mormonism.
Brings
but.
Me to my next point. If your religion has to have a marketing team, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand.
How else are you going to get the word out? It's not like you go back in the day
hey,
in the town.
You go talk to people.
You
man.
Don't go down to the town square right outside the temple and ring your bell and say, have you heard the good word?
Why
maybe
don't
you, do.
You?
But it's not that. It's just not that time of you know being anymore, man. It's a technological world we live in.
Mm. Do you think it's a money thing? Do you think there's a lot of has to do with money? A lot of people.
They're not doing it for free.
No, they're not. And churches are tax deductible for their religion. You know what I mean? That's
point being.
That's easier for the money thing. It's a money thing.
Well, I mean, tax deductible in this country. Think about it worldwide, though, in religion.
Well, that's fair. I don't know if what the case is in other countries.
Any which way, money with or without taxes, it's still money that you could argue was only given to you due to your, you know, your perpetuation of religion. For your helping people find religion, their morality, their social center of their community. So you're more the tithings. Go.
Would you call those big churches like that businesses?
How do you mean, like the mega churches, like Joel Osteen? That's most definitely a business. How many people are
employed
there? Wait,
just for the record, fuck Joel Osteen or no?
I mean, he's a business guy. Do I think he's genuine? 100% genuine?
Do you think he's taking advantage of people's need for save? You know, they're that feeling. Do you think he's taking advantage of that? Have you seen them?
I have. I've watched plenty of televangelism. Right. It's the same. I like to listen, like I've said before, talk radio in the car, religious talk radio. A lot of those guys, I think, are snake oil salesmen. You don't get on TV for whatever reason. If your whole point is to just put the word out about God, you don't need to get on TV to do it.
No.
You don't need to create a mega corporation with hundreds of employees and multiple compounds, and you've got BMWs and stuff. And
you have an airplane. You have a mansion.
That's like L. Ron Hubbard said, you don't get rich by writing science fiction. You get rich by starting a religion or getting to the very top of one.
Yes.
Creating a business around religion. You can do that because people get zealoted. They get way into it so much it consumes them, and you could take advantage of that.
Well, people have a natural need for that belief.
Fear of the afterlife and whether or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the definite fear of death is the thing. So everyone doesn't want to die, but everyone also knows at the same time we are gonna die. So the only way to maybe alleviate some of that fear of death that's just ingrained in humans' DNA, and as advanced as we are, you know, the way to try to help ourselves deal with that fear of death is to say here is an option, you know, after is can be beautiful. You know what I mean? So that
or you get
is
70 virgins or
alluring to someone that has a fear of death because they can maybe set themselves at ease thinking like, you know, hey, I'll be able to go to heaven. That's just so enticing to someone that has, and everyone has a fear of death. But at the same time, you also know that you're going to die. It's not like a fear of heights where you can just not go up high.
You know you're not
going to
fall.
Where you can just not go up high. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can stay grounded. So it's like a fear of death, but you know it's inevitable. So that's why I feel like personally to me, religion and that afterlife, the consequence of not following the religion, you know, being hell and following it being heaven, that promise of a beautiful afterlife is enough for most people to just be like, I have to do this if it's real. So that way, just in case.
That used to be enough. In a simpler time, in a pre-technological time, that used to be plenty. I think that's one reason why religions are seeing less numbers in their, you know, their groups these days. It's because it's a little harder to believe. It's a little harder to suck that story down. Would you agree?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because of how far we've come as a society, education-wise, you know what I mean?
We don't have, for instance, the Salem witch trials anymore. People, as a society, don't believe in witchcraft and magic anymore.
Right.
Which, when you get down to it, the majority of it, from a standard human look at it, most religion is basically talk of magic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Talking snakes.
Burning bushes. Four-armed ladies.
Shiva.
Yeah,
so. Man, I like that. Goro.
He was not a god though. He was a Shokan.
What was the other gal with the forearms?
Oh, there was Kentaro. It doesn't matter. We're not talking Mortal Kombat right now. You're gonna get me sucked into that.
What was her name though? Come on, man. We gotta do that before we move on.
I'm not doing it. I refuse. I'm not even gonna think about it. Move on.
Chad, if you know the lady's name from Mortal Kombat that had forearms, she had the ponytail, please just throw that in there. Anyways, yes.
Let's just pick another talking point we have here.
Faith, man. Faith is the big thing. Faith is what it all revolves around.
Is it? Or is it, we just said, is it money? So, okay, let's move the money side of it out. Let's look at it from the genuine side, faith. How about that? Is that what you mean? What does faith mean?
Yeah, faith. Faith's how you operate, because when it boils down to it, there's no proof. You have to have faith that this is all real, faith that this is what's actually going to happen when you die, that this is what's taking place here on Earth, and that someone created everything, something created everything.
What's the difference for people who have who can have faith in religion, people who will shit on that, but still have faith in something like a dollar that has no real backing? Just the things people choose to put their faith in is strange to me sometimes.
Right.
And then they'll shit on other people.
I think
that's
different types of faith. Like, I mean, faith like in an afterlife, faith that's life and death, or faith that is something, a currency. You know what I mean?
So I'm saying
like the faith that it takes to accept, to give everything up, to be fearless in the face of death.
So you, I say really you, you've had a car accident, boils, and you're really, laying there dying, and you're fine with it because you know you're going to go to heaven. That kind of faith.
Yes, I really think this boils down to the fear of death, man. I really think a lot of religion is a way to deal with that.
At least why a person would seek it.
Of knowing that you're dying, that you're going to die. And, you know, maybe, you know, and even back in the day, like, you know, in 2,000 years ago, a lot of times when these religions.
So it sounds like it's anxiety.
Yeah, but think about it, man. You don't. You just seen somebody get kicked off a horse and bust their head open on a rock, and their brains are spilled out as a 12-year-old kid.
Happens.
Then that maybe your dad. Say that's your dad.
Okay, this is horrible.
And now your dad dies this right in front of you. Man. Now you realize there's your first taste of death. You know that people are going to die. You know that death's this thing that happens, and it's terrible. And now you'll never get to see that person again. That's game over for them. So that's an incessant fear that people have.
So when people's dads fall off horses, they go to religion. I understand.
You're mocking me.
A little bit. I mean, that's just a
weird...
Can
we throw this microphone over
here? I get what you're saying is whenever you're young and you figure out that death is real and final.
That I really think that's when it sets in that you got... That's like, oh, shit, I've got 80 years... And that's it, man. Like, I've got to figure this out. And then you figure out someone's enticing you.
Well, it's the same as any epiphany.
That says, hey, man, you don't want to die, right?
It's the same as any epiphany.
But you can live forever. You can live on.
I got you. But if it happens when you're 10 years old or born again at 30, it's the same epiphany whenever you have that realization.
Yes, definitely. 100%. Like the born again Christians, man. Like the guys that are the people that just find Jesus after so long. I mean, you know, that. Yes, the same thing. They're looking for that feeling, and that feeling's probably very nice.
Well, no shit, man.
You know, I bet that's a really just comforting fucking feeling to have, to know, to just to walk and just think like, it's all good, man. You know, to have that super
you think
belief,
that way for them,
belief
for all of
in heaven, that you think, super belief in all of it.
I don't know. You sound like they walk around like they have a shield. I believe in God, so what can you do to hurt me?
No, it's not like that.
That sounds like a line from a movie.
Yeah, that's not like that. That's not it at all.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, well, what are you saying?
I don't fucking know.
Moving on, though, about faith, though. What does faith mean to you? Like, whenever you were trying to pick it up, how did you think you were going to instill that faith? Did you even have that thought at the time?
No.
It never got to that?
No,
that
it was, I'm giving this a shot. I'm open to it. Let's do this.
So... Why? I mean,
I didn't have faith. Person, I guess that's my deep point. Faith. When I
that's my thought too. As a person,
maybe
who's
I went in
and
trying to
faith.
Understand it versus trying to just
you should have
believe it wholeheartedly with my eyes closed. Sorry.
Like I would thought, the thought process would be to internalize. You're in a search for faith. I wouldn't think that you could go to a preacher and get the answers you need for faith. To you know, to find your thought of the afterlife. That's just me. Like, were you searching so hard that this guy was the only guy, or just the opportunity he provided by engaging you with that there?
Right there, yeah, exactly right. Choice number B.
Yeah, I think you as a person would have a much better time just sitting in your basement, probably with a doobie, just sitting there contemplating.
What's a doobie?
Yeah, what's a doobie? What's a doober? I don't know.
Today's letter is...
Oh, come on.
Six.
You get what I mean there, though? I don't know that... For a person who is a skeptic, that you could ever go to a guy who will tell you the stories of Noah and the Ark and walk out of there believing what he's saying. But I think you could sit for
that
a
while.
That
could be, but I haven't always been a skeptic, and I wasn't a skeptic at the time.
Let me ask
I
you
was
this.
Just listening to what he had to say, and it was just my human brain telling me.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't believe this, motherfucker.
Why do we have existence? Why does existence have to be? If you think about any kind of existence at all, is there a start to it? Why did it start? And why does it have... It could just as easily be nothing. And whenever you think about it, like it could just as easily be nothing, why is it? Is there a reason for it? And that right there, I think, is a real basis religion type of thing, too. Where did it begin? That could be a real... Not to the end.
I don't fucking know.
So, just talking about another need for religion. Not the end of after your life, the beginning of all life.
Of what do you
where
mean?
Did we come from?
Even before life...
Right, like where are we come from? To find out where we're going, answer that question, where do we come from type of thing.
We are stardust, Carl Sagan said.
Well, Carl Sagan says that, but the religious text, at least in Christianity, says man was created in the image of God 5,000-ish years ago, and the whole Adam and Eve and that, so.
Right, so 5,000 years ago, but we know that's not, that can't happen, that 5,000 years ago. And it doesn't say 5,000 years ago. It's
well,
assumed to be 1,000 years per day it took for creation. So, man were created on, like, what, the second day or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's 7 days, so that's why they're assuming, you know, 5,000 years how old they are. Or wait, you know, the heavens and the earth. So, it's like 7,000 years old.
Whatever. I mean,
and the day that God rested is what, like, right now.
So, moving off of that, we were watching a video from a guy named Peter Milliken. You can search him on YouTube. And he was talking about how religion can be damaging to society. And he had a lot of interesting points that he had. A lot of them I didn't agree with, but some really interesting shit he said. So one thing he probably had with a religion is it can get people to foster beliefs that have damaging moral implications. Which, and here's some of the examples he said. women should be subservient to men. There's plenty of religions out there that teach right off the bat. I think, here's my ignorance show, maybe in the Quran. Oh, fuck. I'm not saying
Quran.
That. Somewhere along the lines, one of these religious texts that women should be subservient to man.
Yeah. I mean, well, we know that there's a religion.
That there is bullshit. I don't care if any religious text says it or not. There's no way women should be subservient to men.
No, totally not. And I'm not just some equal rights dude or nothing, but I totally believe that, yes, you should vote. Yes, you should be able to drive a car. I don't give a fuck if your face
they
shows.
They shouldn't be allowed to be president? Is that right?
Yeah, no, they should be president. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying because of Hillary. Do what you got to do. There's women out there that's way smarter than me.
So we both agree that's just a dumb, weird thing that comes along.
Yeah, that's BS. That's
so
BS.
Here's another one. Homosexuality is a sin.
That's bullshit.
This will probably piss a lot of people off there listening.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. It's not a sin.
Come
you
on.
Do you.
Well, maybe it is a sin, so to speak, by the rules of that specific religion.
Yeah. According to fucking...
But is it wrong? That's the long story short, it may be a sin. That's right, because in long story short, it is a sin in their religion.
In their religion.
But is it wrong?
No.
Looking at me and you, I have no problem with a man or woman having same-sex relations.
Not at all.
And nobody should, in my opinion. Contraception. So that's the same thing almost as abortion. To like Catholics and whatnot, because you shouldn't even, some of them think you shouldn't
You can't spread your seed without it being spread in.
Right, you can't masturbate because you're spilling your seed on the ground. You're not allowed to spill your seed on the ground.
I wish someone would tell me that I can't.
1 week.
Yeah, no, you'll find out what true pain is. No, I'm just sorry, go ahead. Blood transfusions, yes.
Yeah, I don't get, so they
stuff that saves people's lives is not okay.
What's the deal with that? Do you know anything about
No, I don't. Yeah, I have no
this
idea.
This is what that guy was saying, Peter
Yeah,
Milliken.
Old boy.
That some people communicate with evil spirits and that it can only be defeated by killing them. What he's talking about there is like exorcisms, that the only way to get rid of the spirit is to kill the host of the spirit. So the person must die. To Yeah, that's, believing in ghosts is kind of a weird thing.
This type of shit will get you thrown in jail.
Yep. Here's one he said that I have to read because, you know, just it's history, this type of thing on the show. Jews have an absolute right to land. This is a quote from that guy. And Eric was like, yeah, fuck the Jews.
That's not what I said. I never said fuck the Jews. I'm saying that what he's getting at is these are, you know, beliefs that have damaging moral implications and that the Jewish people, Israel,
and what
in
he's
particular,
saying is you can't, just for religious reasons, say people own a land.
Yeah,
that's
no, because, God gave us this land. Really? Really? Can you show me the contract or at least an audio recording of the conversation?
And it's been so long at this point. How are you going to still use that?
Right, man. Come on,
but
man.
Anyway,
we're talking to you, Israel and Palestine.
They're there now. What are you going to do? They're there. However they got there in the 50s, whoever helped them, America, Britain, to set that shit up, it's set up.
Right.
So, you know, hashtag deal with it. Put the glasses on. You know what I'm talking about, the meme.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I got way off into some Israel shit there. They had a big old Israel discussion in the office the other day. We had a new hire.
I started that.
Did you actually start that?
Yeah.
Boy, we were in our UGC office and
I started it and then dipped. It was great.
Oh, man. So I can hear him from the other room just arguing on and on.
Yeah,
about
the Israel-Palestine conflict and all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, damaging moral implications going on. That martyrdom can secure eternal life with 70 virgins.
Yeah, that's rough because that means you can kill yourself and be a martyr and you'll get 70 virgins. So like, how are you going to lure somebody with virgins? Does it say you get to have sex with said virgins?
Let me try this
on you,
though.
Is that a thing? Like, you don't just get to keep them.
I got this for you. You're that guy who says, I don't really care about the afterlife. That's not my thing. It's not enough for me to buy your religion. Oh, yeah? Let me sweeten the pot for you, pal. Not only when you die, you're going to get to go to this awesome paradise of heaven. I'm going to throw in 70 virgins. They're in.
Wait, but I got a strap C4 to my chest? Yeah, you can go fuck yourself. I don't care how many virgins you got.
Yeah, virgins are hard to come by over there.
Well,
the amount of
tough shit. If you're no, I don't care. Okay. I don't need them.
Here's another one. He says that Christians will be raptured up to heaven upon Jesus' second coming.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Well,
that's if you're taking literal representations of the Bible. Read through Revelation, and if you literally take any of that seriously, like it's literally going to happen that way, I have to think you have problems. Again, that's way too much talk of magic. And
you think they're just
going to
be pulled up there with no gravity, just pulled right out of the earth? Up.
Well,
is it up?
Physics
is heaven
matter.
Up? Is that what it is? It's not just a place that you...
Now you're getting condescending.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I might have been getting a little condescending. Yeah. That's probably my fault.
So he had this quote here that I wanted to put that just perfectly sums this up.
This is my quote?
No, this is Mr. Peter Milliken.
Can I take credit?
No.
Okay.
The whole idea of treating morality as an obedience to a higher being corrupts it. That's a beautiful way to put it.
It is so absurd and dangerous to tie morality to religion.
Right. Basically what he's saying there is if the only way you can be a good person is by the threat of a higher being, then you're not really a good person and you're not moral. You're more or less blackmailing and making a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say this, and I know when people say, I always say that, they never really say it, but I do literally always say this. Because if you need religion and church and God in your life to be a good person, to keep your moral status and keep you from not killing people, then by all means, have that religion. I don't require that in my life to be a good person, and that's completely fine with me if you do require it. I can kill people and know that that's wrong. No, excuse me. I can know that killing people is wrong and not have to have a religion tell me that you shouldn't, thou shalt not kill. You know what I mean? I don't need that in my life to know the difference between right and wrong and morality.
It's the question of general morality.
Like, exactly. So it's tying your morality to a religion, saying that people without this religion are immoral and stuff. It's dangerous when you tie that, when you start saying things like that, because it's untrue. I'm moral as fuck.
I don't know about that. You do some immoral shit.
Either way. So I'm
you ever stole something?
Never.
When was the last time you stole something? Let me rephrase that. Just be honest.
Why are you on me?
Oh, no. I just want to ask you. Completely random. Completely
I stole
anonymous.
This pin earlier from that cup.
That don't count. You know what I'm talking about. When was the last time you stole something? You shouldn't. You took it. Come on, you moral son of a bitch. You're moral as fuck.
Nothing comes
honest.
To mind.
Okay, well, that's good then. You ain't stole shit.
To be honest. I really tried to think, but nothing comes to mind. I don't steal things. Yeah. Man, that's not my thing.
Okay, well, good. You're a good
You call
person.
Me a fucking thief?
I was asking.
Ooh, I see.
You have a tendency. You're a thief. I mean, it's known. You used to steal candy from babies.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I saw you take candy from a baby.
I'll throw that microphone at you again.
You're not a thief.
Twice.
I'm just asking. Never, all right. Never took, like, a piece of scrap metal somewhere? Nothing? That you shouldn't have had?
Oh, it's like that. Oh, we're talking about scrap metal now.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, it was in the alley at somebody's house and next to the garage.
That is enough. In the trash then.
Well, it's next to the garage, maybe. This is a dumb line of thinking. Never mind. Because I know you're not a thief, so I don't know what I'm getting at here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, me neither. Fuckhead.
Yeah, I recant. I don't know where I was going with that.
We could talk about some of the crazy shit that religion has influenced and caused, like the Spanish Inquisition. What exactly was the Spanish Inquisition, Everett?
So the quick part of it was...
Oh, the quick?
The quick was in the 1400s, the king and queen of Spain asked the Pope, the Catholic Pope, for his support in wiping out a whole bunch of other religions.
Wait a minute, genocide?
More or less.
Oh.
So what their thought was they need to... unite Gaul, which is like the whole Spanish area, that whole peninsula over there.
Right.
And to do that, they can't have all these different warring religions. So they come to it, they pick a religion, go talk to the Pope of this religion, and get his permission to do this whole thing, and then they start hunting down anybody not Christian and killing them. Torturing them. That's the long and short of it. All in the name of religion. But honestly, in my opinion...
So it was like a Holocaust, but for anybody other than Christians. So right. Christians were doing the killing in this Holocaust.
I would think it's more like the monarchy's doing the killing in the guise of Christianity or the guise of religion. But that's what we were talking about earlier, too. How much of the bad shit of religion or any of religion is commandeered by people who are in political power or in power in a nation and use that to kind of give a reason for the bullshit they're doing. They have their own reasons for doing it, but they can get the people behind them with religion. They can get excuses with religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, it's like how much does man's corrupt hand put his spin on the religion for his own personal gain versus for just what you would think religion was for, you know, helping people find Jesus and find God or find Allah and get to the afterlife, whatever the
Let's talk about
goal.
This in the context of modern religion. So things like Scientology, which is a really pretty much a fresh and completely manufactured religion, to Mormonism, which is still, again, a really kind of new sect of Christianity.
Yeah, but it's still got its derivatives.
It's been around
long
enough and it's big, but does that make it valid as an, I mean, as valid as any other religion, so to speak?
I would, I mean, you know what?
What validates
being not a religious person, I would say if they're valid.
Any religion's a religion is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have
so
a
So then what changes the difference between a religion and a cult? At what point did Scientology or Mormonism stop being a cult, so to speak.
When the manipulation became the staple for the
How do you mean?
So, like, people manipulation, how, like, how Scientology basically, or any cult, manipulates the person, brainwashes them, makes them do this, makes them do that. They have no possessions.
So then,
they have no
belongings. It's back to the question of why religion at the top is what you're saying. At this point, the cult is the difference between a cult and a religion is the purpose of the person who started it.
Huh?
Is the person who started its purpose for starting it. Is that the difference between cult and
religion? No, because you can turn an honest religion into a cult just by the corrupt people in power of that religion. You know what I mean? It's when the manipulation of your parishioners or the people that follow you, when that manipulation gets past the point of a $5 in the bucket, you know what I mean, passing around the plate on Sunday. When the manipulation gets to the point to where it's like, this is what you're going to do in the name of God.
Charlie Manson and his family.
Cult.
Would you consider that his followers had a religious, more or less, following to him the way they would?
Yes, but even though they didn't do it, it wasn't a god. It was to him. He was the god. So,
see,
yeah,
I'm still not clear at what point, though, is it not a religion and it's to be referred to as a cult? So from their
cults
point of
view.
Cults
can still be religions.
Well, that's my point,
but,
though.
But some religions aren't cults.
Religions, if you will. At what point does it have to just get big? If, say, a cult has a membership of 50,000. Because then it become a religion in the public's eyes?
It depends on if there's human rights violations. Like the media.
It doesn't at all. If at one point, if it's 100 people who are just doing weird stuff, they're the cult down there who prays to the flying spaghetti monster. That's, mm-hmm. At what point does the flying spaghetti monster cult become the flying spaghetti monster religion? Even if it's just completely bullshit from the outside.
Right.
And you don't buy it at all, because you can think the same thing about Christianity. At what point, if Christianity was to be started, would we stop going, this is a bullshit call?
Here, I got the answer. It becomes a religion the first time somebody refers to it as a religion. Just because you're not...
So it's point of view, then.
Yes. So just because you're not tax deductible in the government's eyes is what you're referring to as being, what, a mainstream religion? That would, you would have a tax deductible
status?
Again,
that's the question of religion.
So just because that's not the case, that doesn't mean you don't have to be religious. Because even in the Bible, it says that you can congregate with a couple people, and that's as good as going to church. You know what I mean? You can literally get a couple people in your house and worship God together, and that congregate is what it takes.
So it's in the court of public opinion. At what point does a cult become a religion? In the court of public opinion.
Yes, I would think so.
No. When does that happen? Whenever.
I told you my opinion. I think when the manipulation of the people gets past the point of it just being like voluntarily throwing $5 in the plate, when they're manipulating the fuck out of people.
So that's when it becomes a cult.
Yeah, when you've got people, what do you think? Hey, that's my personal opinion. There's no wrong answers here.
No,
you asked me a question.
I'm trying to understand you.
Well, give me your goddamn answer.
I don't have one, so to speak.
I said goddamn on the religious episode.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
I think it would vary by the instance. It's going to matter your population of the area you're in. I think a charitable cult, so to speak, if it's a small religious group, would have a lot more time being taken seriously as a religion if they go out and be public and do charitable things. They can believe in the flying spaghetti monster all day long, but if they go out and are a pillar of their community, I think they'll be called a religion, so to speak, in the community, rather than that crazy cult down at the end of fucked up street.
Well, that's true. I agree with that.
So, again, then it's not a population or membership level. It's that court of public opinion. I don't know what point I'm making here, but cult versus religion, I think, actually fits in today.
Okay, let me ask you this. One world religion. How do you feel about that? Like, if
you same thing, in my opinion, is one world government.
Okay.
And if you could pull it off, having one religion in the world would be a beautiful thing. If you can get everybody on the same page and they believe the same thing, you're getting rid of most of your reasons for war.
Right. Okay. But at the same time, if you have to have one religion and you can't exist with multiple religions, then the ones that are doing the fighting obviously aren't good enough religions to hold up anyway. So
about it this way. How have we gotten to this point where there's one religion? Has there been other religions previously, or has this been the
there's
only
gonna
religion?
There's going to have to be a war. How would you get to it? I mean, there's got to be a big stomping out of.
Stay with me here. Say it's in a world where this is the only religion that has ever existed.
Right.
And everyone believes it. In that scenario, it could be very good for your society.
Definitely foster unity.
And it's the same thing now. If we were wanting to get away from a currency-based, capitalism, and move over to, say, something more like communism, you would need to have an entire revolution to change the way your society works. To get rid of all the religions now, you'd have nothing less than a revolution to go to one religion.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as one government. In this world where we live now, it's nothing short of revolution.
That guy, I have one more great quote from that guy, Peter Milliken. He said that religion has far more impact through the division it creates than any unity it brings. And I thought that was really good because he's completely right. Like, most wars have been fought over religion.
Not most, but a lot of them.
More blood's been spilled over religious stuff than
between
anything.
Between the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, I'm just, and that just makes so much sense. I'm going to read it again. Religion has far more impact through the division it creates than any unity it would bring.
I mean, that's just Milliken. Like his opinion, man. But I kind of share that opinion.
Agreed. Yeah.
You can't really put numbers on that shit, so to speak. But it's a sentiment that I agree with.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you another thing. We were talking about modern religions a minute ago. How do you feel about the Church of the Jedi or Jedi Knight religion being on the UK official census?
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. That being said, it's funny but stupid. It's stupid. It's funny but stupid. You want to get noticed? You want what? You want attention? I don't understand. You have the right? Yeah, you have the right because you don't believe in a god to create your own Church of the Jedi, which is fine too. You're lucky you don't get sued by Lucasfilm.
Is it because I'm
going
to do it because they
Disney,
get to do it and you like the irony and the ha-ha?
Yeah, is that right? Because if that's the case, you're the same as the guy that's carrying the AR-15 around his back walking into the police station
You're that asshole trying to get attention to make a point to exercise his rights for the point of exercising his rights.
Right. Now, like I said, is the Church of the Jedi funny? Oh, yeah, that's a funny thing. That's totally a great cliche. But at the same time, it's like...
Is everything a joke? Is this a joke to you? You know,
Some people take the religion really seriously.
I take religion pretty seriously. With the amount of people who have died over it, you know, you want to make a joke about religion and put that on your official document?
In some parts of the world, making a joke about religion could end your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what parts of the world those would be.
Am I taking it too seriously?
What?
To say you're going to put that on your census thing as an official thing, you need to grow up. Or should I just be like, ha-ha, that's funny, whatever, it's just a census.
Ha-ha, funny.
Just leave it, yeah. You're probably right. It does bother me, though. It's just like, come on, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars, but I would put non-religious. What about the religion of atheism and those atheist assholes?
Some atheists are assholes, that's very true. Some of us, I have to group myself in with atheism because I don't believe in God. There are militant atheists, the same as there are militant religious
Christians,
there's probably militant. There's militant Islamists, fucking probably Hindus out there.
Why you say it like that? You got a problem with Muslim people, or
no? I'm just saying militants aren't. Just, you know,
we got a hate monger over here, guys.
We sure do. I hate the shit right out of you. Now I don't even remember what I was saying.
Religion of atheism, man.
The religion of atheism. What do you think about it?
I think that it is just as much without a practicing. It's not really a religion because
It is though. Because it's a leap of faith. For somebody to say that there is a God, it's the same thing for somebody to say there is no God.
Well, then what is it called when you just don't know? I don't know. I don't care, but I don't know.
Agnostic, which is pretty much where you, as a logical person with no proof, that's pretty much where you got to be.
Yeah, that's where I think I'm at.
Cannot
I wouldn't
answer
call myself,
that one.
I just don't like grouping myself in with most atheists because a lot of people that are atheists are just assholes. They can't wait to, they're like vegans.
I want
to
tell a story
about about vegans, but they can't wait to tell everybody that they're a vegan. They can't wait
not
to tell.
Not every one of them, though. Again, there's militant vegans.
Well, right. That's
You're
but making, that's what
this
I'm getting
the generalizations.
At.
Generalizations.
I don't generalize anything at all. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people just loved. You ever met that person that just loves to tell you? I mean, I don't know. Nobody even asked you. They're like, I'm atheist, by the way.
I used to be militant.
So
atheist.
No one said anything. So did I. I'm not.
You were in high school, and I think you were there this time. We were in the basement in the cafeteria, like the dorks we were, playing the card game Magic: The Gathering.
Yes, Magic: The Gathering.
And as everybody knows, it's
great.
A fantasy-based card game. It's got stuff about angels. It's also got stuff about demons. Well, there's this kid that came down in the cafeteria and took it upon himself as a militant religious kid to tell us that we're going to hell for playing this demonic game, and it's, you know, it's evil, it's the devil. And me, as the smarter than, you know, you fucking atheist, just blurt out real fast at a super religious kid, oh yeah, well, there is no God.
To you, that was like telling a little kid that there was no Santa Claus. That's the feeling that you were trying to harbor in
here.
I don't know.
I think I was just trying to be the cool guy in front of everybody there. Just like, watch this shit.
Yeah, I'll tell the super religious kid there is no God and see if he cries.
He did.
I know he did. I was there.
He freaked the fuck out. He went on the story, and I feel bad about this day about and the fact that he
not me, because I've since had an engagement with that same kid on Facebook and had to tell him that he was not only retarded, but a crybaby because of when he cried.
Well, anyway, he went on this whole story about how he used to have a leg that was stuck with me for 20 plus years now, how one of his legs was shorter than the other, and he prayed to God. God helped him, made his leg grow. And at the time, I laugh, and I still kind of laugh that he believed that.
Give me a fucking break.
But if he believes it, is it on me to go right at him?
No, it's not.
And that's my problem with militant atheism.
Yeah, no, it's not your deal to go at this guy and say, hey, man, God did not make your leg grow. You know, I don't know what you're trying to do here, but that's not going to happen. So, yeah, no, it's not your job to do that. It's not any atheist's job to tell any Christian or Catholic that they're wrong.
Yeah, to be an evangelism for atheism.
It's not your... You've gave up on that, right? I mean...
Move on.
Yeah.
If you don't believe, then don't let it bother.
Smile and think about it as the secret that you know everyone else doesn't know. You know what I mean?
That's probably the way I do it. Now we kind of sound smug and holier than thou, but...
But it's better than being an asshole, man. Jeez.
Goddamn right. What about the religion of science? Because a lot of people...
They do. A lot of people say that science is a religion because it takes faith to believe some of the things that science is telling you. Because 99%
of people
cannot recheck.
Past going to your kitchen and getting the baking soda and vinegar are not doing any high-level science experiments to figure out if what they're reading in these books is legit. If they could follow, and the story behind science is, yeah, if you take the time, you can follow every fucking step that science publishes and get the same results.
Yes, definitely.
But again, like Dad used to say, how do you know that planet out there is fucking real? Because scientists wrote it in a book. Did you ever talk to that science? Did you ever actually read that book they're talking about? Well, goddamn it, Dad. While you make good points, I have to have faith that fucking moon up there is a real moon, and it's as far as they say it is.
And it's not a bell or
but
made
then,
of cheese. Or
then again, I have to at that point agree, at least in my own head, that I'm with the religion of science at that point, because I'm never going to figure out how to measure that accurately.
But at the same time, I would rather put my faith in that than in.
I mean, that's you.
Fair.
I know you completely agree. You would say that yourself, but that's just me. You would say that had I not just said that's you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm getting at, but
what about those people that beat themselves with a stick, like in that movie with Tom Hanks, Angels and Demons, or whatever,
or Stigmata? You know, any of those movies where like self-flagellation or any kind of self mutilation?
Yeah, that guy's got that thing on his thigh, and he just tightens it up like a dog choker with wires in it.
Again, I don't. There's some sort of ritual there. To hurt yourself for God, and you get something out of it, and I don't care what the ritual is or how you hurt yourself, I don't think there's any way you should believe in a religion that says that it's good for you, God wants you to hurt yourself.
Yeah,
you stepped over the line and gone to Crazyville. If you think there's anything good about taking
if your
sword,
God needs you to hurt yourself,
you might look at another one.
There's a bunch of them. Get you a different
if
one.
If your God wants
there's
you to hurt
so
other
many
people.
To choose from. If your God wants you to hurt other people, maybe get another one.
Yeah, or just give up the whole God thing.
There's literally like 3,500 different gods you can choose from.
At the end of the day, you just got to find your own, get right with yourself, and figure out what you feel.
I agree.
You don't have to go with the masses. What makes you feel good makes you sleep at night. It's pretty deep.
Oh, yeah, I like that. As an atheist, your tendency to do a silent prayer to a God that I don't believe unless I need something.
Jesus, honest.
God, please let this be okay. Or,
right, if you do this, God, like I've had this many times with computers.
Please,
like, something
God,
breaks
please,
down.
God, please, God.
If you just let this RAID array rebuild and I don't lose any of my data, I swear to fucking God, I'll do this or I'll do that.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be God. It could be fate or
but
whatever.
But you're saying
some sort of
please,
prayer.
Please, God, swear to God.
Some
please,
higher
God.
Power.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Help me out. Help me out this time, and I'll fucking come
back. And that's
back.
Weird because, I mean, even in, like, dire circumstances, people will catch
immediately
themselves praying.
Revert.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Again, that's the hypocrisy, not of religion, of atheism. And not everybody does it, but most people in that time where they're so desperate and need something will immediately go, please, God, or please, higher power, save me, help me. Just yelling out whenever you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Help is that same type of faith that something's listening and something might help you.
Yeah. Yeah, it does take faith for that, man.
I don't know. You just got to be honest with yourself, though. At the end of the day, if you're an atheist, devout atheist, look at yourself and say, how atheist am I really? And am I hypocritical at all? The same thing for religion. How hypocritical am I?
Oh, that's true. I also wanted to talk about the Book of Eli, I wanted to bring up the point that religion was started. You know, here's something good for the conspiracy of it, as a way and a means to control people. To get them to do what you want and control them, even if some of the stuff that you're wanting to do is right, it was still a means of control.
Well, subversion.
It might have been a way to make people not savages anymore.
You know, that's one thing I want to talk about too. In religion, could be one of the biggest conspiracies of all time, depending on how you look at the goals of religion.
I agree.
If it was started as a way to control the masses, it's no different than the government assassinating another government official or anyone, not telling you they did it, not telling you why, and more than that, giving you propaganda to support them in their next venture.
Yeah, because if that's the case, that's exactly what all those advertise would be, propaganda.
That's exactly what, like, but, you know.
So what I wanted to talk about was in the book of Eli. Eli, which is played by Denzel Washington, had this Bible, and this dude that ran this town. Now this is post-apocalyptic, 30 years after all the nuclear bombs went off, blah, 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 blah. It's rough time, Road Warriors style, all this. Anyways, this guy wants a Bible. He can't find one. He has crews of people out searching houses and scouring other towns.
Sure.
For a Bible.
For a physical Bible. He finds,
yeah, just a Bible. And once, you know, the movie progresses and Eli finds out why he wants a Bible and what he because he remembers before the blast how much it brought people together, the religion.
So
he needs it to unify and to control everyone. And he even says that, I can control these people with this. If I give them this religion, this type of talking, I can control them with this.
Well, it's to the point, again, we talked about where we were saying before how just the afterlife isn't enough for some people. You need the 70 versions.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm coming to you in my community and I don't have the power to make everybody in my community listen to me based on my own merit, I need to invent some merit.
Yes.
I need to become the mouthpiece for a God that if you don't believe me, well, you exactly. don't have
that
to
automatically
listen to me, but
makes
you better
you
listen
the
to God.
Second powerfulest person on earth.
Yeah.
You know, when you can directly talk to God. So that and if you can interpret God's words, and that was kind of the basis. He needed this because it was a way to bring his community, you know, and this is the bad guy I'm talking about here, so don't act like this is like a patriarchal fucking, he's sure. doing good here. But it was a way to bring his community together, and, oh, yeah, shake your, roll your eyes.
I'm one about you.
Anyway, so, motherfucker. What? But it was a way for him to bring the community together. I said patriarchal in the wrong sense. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
I figured that. I'm done. No, fuck it.
I had an interesting thought. You know what NLEC is in St. Louis?
NLEC.
NLEC, yes. It used to be, you see it publicly as Channel 24.
Oh, yeah, Larry Rice.
Larry Rice, New Life Evangelistic Center.
Yeah.
Now, when we were kids, it was the shitty religious channel that had some cartoons on it were good. But thinking about that and thinking about the little vignettes they'd have where he would be talking to people on the street with his microphone and they'd show their soup kitchen. This is a guy seemingly who is dedicated his life, one, to getting the word out about religion and using that to help people.
Yeah.
This evangelistic center, it's for getting the word out, but they also have these homeless shelters and food pantries. That's one of the great things about religion, too, is whenever it's used for such a good thing like that for community.
Yeah, and I don't want to knock any religion because a lot of them, and most churches have pantries mm-hmm. that help people out. And that's totally fucking awesome because people need
to help.
Don't you
wish people
help.
Would do that without having to have religion?
Yes,
to it?
Yes. Like there should be a good way to do that, you know. But either way, I'm saying some religions do it and it's fucking awesome. They'll help people out in their times of need, and that's great. You know, a family member dies, they'll take care of a lot of stuff. You know, and that shit's excellent. 100%. That's great stuff. That's great stuff.
I agree with you. Okay, back to shitting on it though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got the granddaddy of all religious Uh-oh. Stuff right here. You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna murder this.
Oh, boy.
The pronunciation here. The Grishneshwar Temple in Indian state of Maharashtra.
Oh, goddamn it!
Is the site of a very unusual and potentially dangerous religious ritual. As the name suggests, babies between the ages of 1 and 2 are thrown from a 50-foot tower with men positioned beneath to catch the babies on sheets. I looked up
this.
I looked this up on YouTube. This shit exists. This is true. The 700-year-old ceremony is believed to make children more intelligent, luckier, healthier, and is practiced by both Muslims and Hindus in the region.
So if I go over there and become a born-again Hindu, can I have one of them guys chuck me off and have somebody catch me and make me smarter?
No sheet big enough in the world, my man.
No sheet big enough in the world. All right. Parachute? No.
What?
Like, what if I parachuted there? They toss me off and I just open a parachute.
If 50 feet's not enough, you'll just splat.
Oh, all right. Well, that's one religion out.
Yeah, but I just thought that was freaking gnarly that they did that. And I saw it on YouTube videos and it kind of got me. So.
Trying to think of any more points that we had here we wanted to make. This is a lot shorter than... Here's one you had. The Catholic Church in 2017, just in America, had $170 billion operating budget.
Uh-huh.
I got to figure that's bigger than like 95% of the companies out there's gross domestic product, their yearly earnings for the entire country.
Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I it just blows my mind. I have no doubt that that's probably a true number. Yeah. 170 billion.
What's NASA get?
Like $2 billion a year or something like that?
I don't know. They get like a penny on every tax dollar.
And what do they do to that with all that money?
Send people to motherfucking space?
Not NASA dipshit. It's fucking like the Catholic Church.
Oh, well, they pay for all of the molestation suits and the hush monies and the relocation of the bishops and the cardinals.
How much of that you think goes to charitable stuff?
Oh, no, probably a lot. They probably do have soup kitchens and feed people and stuff like that, too. Then there's the gold thrones, and then there's like the big expensive robes and hats and outfits. And
you just gave me a question I want to ask you. At what point do you think, what do you think religion did wrong to where the general person, and I'm calling you the general person, that the first thing they think about anytime somebody says anything about religion is it's a bad thing and they're trying to get over on you? Where did they fuck up? Or was it anything they did? Was it not staying with the times? When did that happen?
I can't answer that. I don't know, but I do agree with you that that's the general sentiment, though. But I don't know when or where they went wrong with where it went from a genuine thing to try to help people to where now a lot of people have the negative connotation of you're trying to screw me over, you church. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's more society's fault than the religion? Like society is a bunch of pessimists now and assholes that everybody's out to get you?
I won't deny that. That's true. People are definitely more dicks now than they used to be. People used to, hey, Larry, how you doing? Oh, got the kids game today. Your yard looks nice. That shit just doesn't happen anymore.
That's unfortunate. But at the same time, I don't like coming out my front door and my neighbor engaging me about, you know, the weeds that
are growing.
It's
because you don't wear clothes.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not a friendly person. Society isn't like it used to be.
No, that's true, too.
So do you think there's any place in religion moving forward in society? How do you think religion has to evolve, or do you think it can evolve enough moving in the future with where this world's going?
No.
You don't think there's a place for it?
No, I don't.
What if it goes one world religion? Then you think there's a place for it?
I think it'll be insincere if everyone has to change their religion or die.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I don't want to die. I'll become this religion. So whatever the case may be, it's going to, yeah, even if it is a one world and it unites people, it won't be a sincere, genuine religion. It'll be under the cause of violence or death.
In so facto, you're basically giving religion in general a death sentence. How long until it dies?
100 years before it's no longer needed in our society. I mean, not required. People will still do it, but it won't be like it is. The tax status is going to go away. It's going to be, you know, they're going to start putting people in jail. No, they're not going to. I would say 100 years from now, it will not have the place it has in society. It'll virtually be. It'll be a cultural tradition versus being what it is now.
So religion will become less relegated as an official thing, more of a tradition thing.
We'll look at it like the Indians that war dance for storms.
And then how long
rain dance? Well,
you
know, that's what we're going to look at it
quote
like.
Quote Lord of the Rings, myth turns to legend fades into whatever. How long do you think before religion fades into a tradition and then to something nobody even bothers practicing anymore? Because that's what happens.
I'm not a historian. I have no idea how long that'll take. I'm saying right. Within about 100 years from now, I feel like it won't happen. I think that's personal opinion. Huh?
You think that's basically the track religion is more or less set on now is that it's just going to get less and less relevant.
Yeah.
Until we won't.
I feel like it explains things. Originally would explain things that people didn't understand. So I hate to quote Neil deGrasse Tyson, but if that's all it is, then religion is just an ever decreasing pocket of scientific ignorance. Okay, so as we find out more and more, we won't need God to explain, well, that's God had his plan. Have to keep explaining things by that's God's plan. Or
if you believe that religion is only exists to answer questions instead of religion is
right, but if you know any religious person that can't answer questions because God works in mysterious ways.
Some religious people don't bother asking the questions. They don't need to ask the questions. Like religious people need, like the devout, they don't need to ask the question of why is the sky blue? Why does heaven exist? It just does.
Oh, you know,
they won't even
bother. Because why though?
It doesn't matter to them. It is. See, right. That's the religion. We'll never get that. Me and you, I don't think in the rest of our lives, we'll never have something that could push us to the point where we would be devout.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to deal with it being a devout anything. Husband, father, about it.
Fair enough. One more thing I had written down here was another quote from Peter Milliken. I loved that video. The guy had
yeah.
He was kind of hardcore about it.
For reminded being, for me being of Bernie, man.
For being an older British guy.
Yeah, he reminded me of Bernie, a British Bernie.
He had some good points. Yes. He says here, religion encourages us to believe wildly implausible things on the basis of ancient texts whose writers' understanding of the world was painfully limited. Things such as, it's a little different there. But he's got a good point. We're taking the words of people who were alive 2,000 years ago who didn't understand, didn't know there's such a thing as an atom or a germ.
They didn't know that lightning and thunder weren't caused by God. That's what they thought that was God's wrath coming down to hurt people and for injustices they had done was thunderbolts and lightning. And
but I think the point he's trying
to make
is
now we know what causes that.
It's really increasingly hard to rectify the differences between what you're taught in religion and what you're supposed to believe with the realities of what modern life is. On a day-to-day basis, it's hard to marry those two.
Yes.
Is what he's saying. And whenever you try, you have problems with people who can't get past the contradictions and go to the what I would consider the weird side. People who don't believe in evolution. People who question the age of the earth in nearly 5 billion years.
Mm-hmm.
People who believe that animals and people and dinosaurs walk together, that the earth is flat. You know, I'm not saying that flat earth is a religious thing specifically, but it's that type of stuff, you know, where you, somewhere along the lines, you got stuck and you couldn't get past a question. You know what I mean? You're stuck on the religious side of it and it doesn't marry. So I'm sticking with the faith side. The earth isn't that old. The Bible tells me this. That's my answer.
Right.
And I find that to be dangerous and dangerously old-fashioned.
Right.
You're taking the wrong word.
Like I said, I'm completely fine with the religion, but I don't want the in the schools because I don't.
Why not?
Want, because
I think there should be freedom of religion in schools, but do I think there should be?
I don't think it should be forced religion in schools.
No,
I don't
definitely
think
not.
They should be. I'm so for teaching the evolution. I don't think that your religion should meddle with education. Once you start mixing religion with education,
let me ask you
then
this.
We've got an issue. Then I have a real issue with religion.
So you think a student should be allowed if it's...
Catholic schools, in my opinion... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Catholic schools, in my opinion, or just religious schools in general to where you go and they teach you... And you get it. This counts as your high school diploma, even though that they've taught you that evolution's not real. How can you be considered
you know
a high school
pay, right?
graduate? Yeah, they're pay. Yes, you pay for this shit.
So
yes,
they're accredited.
Yes,
you how choose to go into that sense of a as long as they do the accredited things like math and science, like certain courses.
Science,
calm down. The Catholic high school still teaches science. They teach all the same courses.
They teach the Big Bang Theory. They teach you how the universe came to be.
Some of them not
necessarily. They teach evolution.
But that's up to the school district in the first place to decide what curriculum is.
Right, so what kind of pieces of shit school districts is going to go sending the kids out into the world?
You're getting a little crazy here.
But am I wrong, though? Am I wrong? What kind of fucking school district?
It's the same question they could ask. What kind of person would teach a man or teach a child that a man comes from a monkey? You know, you're coming at it from the radical side, too. That's what they believe. This is their community. This
from
is what
my
they
point
want
of view, the Jedi are evil.
Yeah, that's my point, man. It's their point of view. They raise their children to be copies of themselves. We raise our children to more or less try to be copies of what we are, but better, hopefully. So you can't say, how the fuck are they going to teach you about God in school? They're paying a premium to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. So, they're paying for that, right? I don't know. I'm done with it, man.
I don't think there's a problem with it.
I felt like this was a good one, but I think I'm done with it.
All right. Well, you don't want to talk about how like some of the other religions, like the Greeks and the Romans, all had polytheism versus. Yeah, it
no,
doesn't
no.
matter.
No, I do have one thing I want to add, and I don't like when religion gets into lawmaking either. But there are laws in Arkansas, Maryland, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas that prohibit people that don't believe in God from holding public office.
Hmm.
Is right.
Yeah, I think that's only a vote away from getting rid of that one.
Yeah, no shit.
Most states these days, I would think. But.
So, if you had to rate the show, Everett, what would you rate the show today?
I thought like I had a good time talking
healthy,
with you about
healthy
it.
Discussion.
Is it our again? It's another away from our cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. What it is, though, in my opinion, is a surreal talk.
Yeah, it was a surreal talk. It was a good chat, and we didn't have a lot of constraints on what we were going to talk about, and it just went where it went.
Yeah, it
just so,
went from that hell episode.
I felt like it was a good talk. Can I get a rating, please, everyone? So. Yeah. Oh, also, we haven't plugged Amazon in a while, so we might as well do that. If you didn't know, if you order things from Amazon.com, and, you know, that's your regular gig, because I feel like you can get anything from a car to a gallon of milk from Amazon.com. Am I right or wrong?
They have groceries there, yeah.
There it is. Okay, so if you order anything at all from Amazon.com, do Everett and I a favor, as it helps us out quite a great deal. I mean... maybe. But go to our website at www.realtalkpodcast.com. And there's an Amazon banner there. What color is it and where is it located, Everett?
It's on the right-hand side of the page. If you're on a desktop, it's on the right-hand side of the page. It's an Amazon fucking logo. You can't miss it. If you're on mobile, scroll all the way to the bottom. Again, it's a little Amazon banner. Can't miss it. So click it, and it will take you to Amazon. But what it does, that special link.
That redirect.
It gives them the little key that says, hey, accredit that to Surreal Talk.
Yeah, these people are ordering through Surreal Talk. So that gives us just a little bit of kickback, helps things out. Also, we have a Patreon. If you feel the need, we'd appreciate that. That's where that at.
I'd like to go ahead and give a plug out to our patrons.
Yeah, hit our patrons with some love.
Yeah, I got the whole list up here. So
let's hear it.
Hold on. We've got someone named Alex without a last name, Jake Coffey, someone named Wasted Wanderer, our good buddy Rennie Lopez, Shane Salak. He's been a fucking listener forever now. He's a crazy bastard. But
Cool. We like Shane.
Philip DeJesus. I don't know how to pronounce that. But Colby Ryman, Brett Rapp, and let's see, Joel Valancourt, and Zachary Mullins. Thank all of you for your Patreon support.
We appreciate that much, man.
We
haven't
been telling the network so much about that, so that's been going directly to us.
Yeah, so don't tell Lineup, but we got the Patreon.
I'm not worried that they're listening to the end of the show. So thank you. That directly supports us. That's not like Amazon that directly supports us.
I'm broke from paying all my bills and it's like I can't eat lunch this week, I'm just like, look, I'll pull some Patreon out and y'all's paying for me to eat.
We actually feel like we do get paid for the show a little bit. So again, thank you to everybody. Go to patreon.com/surrealtalk or surrealtalkpodcast.com/patreon. It all goes the same place. If you want to help us out, $1 a month, $50 a month would be awesome.
$500 million.
That'd be cool.
Hit the group on Facebook, everybody. That's facebook.com/surrealtalk.
Yeah, you're fucking it up. facebook.com/groups/surrealtalkgroup.
Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah, just search Surreal Talk on there.
Yeah, well, we got a Twitter, too. Of course, you can find us on YouTube. Download us at your favorite podcast outlet. Leave a review. Send us a message. Leave us a voicemail.
Speaking of that, SurrealTalkPodcast.com, like you said, leave a voicemail, but more importantly, vote Team Everett on the poll.
No. He fucked that up. It's supposed to be Team Eric.
So I'm looking at that right now. On my screen, it shows I voted for you for whatever reason. I got to assume you've commandeered my laptop at some point in time and voted for yourself.
Susan Michelle says, haha, passing around the collection basket like in church, guys. I love it. Oh, that's what we're doing at the end is our collection basket. Son of a bitch. We just need to shut up now because that was rough, wasn't it?
She fucking nailed us. Ouch. Any which way, I'm beating your ass on the poll by 6 votes. 221 to 227. I'm winning. And I did not vote for you. I'm taking that vote off. So it's actually 220 to 227. I think you got a hold of my laptop and voted.
I think you're fucking stealing the fucking votes away.
Any other plugs for any other shit we got going on? If you're in the podcast, check out lineupmedia.fm. Eric's been moonlighting on another podcast.
Yeah, I'm actually another host. I'm a host on another podcast. So if you're interested in more Eric content, there's more out there.
How do you get that? What's the show?
The show is Behind the Eight Ball with Ocho Man. So you can download that at
OchoMan.com.
Yeah, OchoMan.com.
Behind the Eight Ball in any podcast outlet.
Or follow the LMG, the Lineup Media Group.
What do you do on that show? I don't really listen. I used to be on that show, and I know what I did. You know, I was probably on that show every time it was on for 3 months.
I think I bring the guys back into sanity, like keep them like.
How do you mean? What are they
grounded?
Doing insane?
It's just
they get some crazy shit.
No, they just like talk about a lot of weird shit. So it's out there if you want to check it out. It's Behind the Eight Ball. I'm a co-host.
I know you got a lot of our listeners who actually have sent messages. To
There's been a couple of people that have actually come over and listened, said they like the show. So yeah, give it a check out. It's called Behind the Eight Ball with Ocho Man. So I'm on that too.
All right, anybody. Hashtag Team Armand. Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah,
Hashtag Team Armand, but he's not on the poll, so he can shut up. No, just kidding. Anyway, thanks for listening this week. Next week, we are doing
sports conspiracies.
We're having everybody's favorite guy, Corey, back on the show.
Yeah, Corey.
I know everybody.
On.
They loved him in the wrestling episode, and they really loved him.
In the West Memphis 3 episode.
Yeah, a lot of people from the South gave Corey some shit. But to be fair, he shit all over Southerners.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of harsh.
But yeah, so we're going to have the sports conspiracy. People have been asking for that about as long as they've been asking for the Biggie and Tupac. So we're going to finally hit up a sports conspiracy episode for all you guys.
With somebody who really knows sports.
Yeah, definitely with somebody that really knows sports. That's why we're having Corey. So hey, if you have any ideas for the sports conspiracy, get on the group, send us a message for stuff that you'd like us to include or talk about. So other than that, man, that's about it for me. What about you?
Oh, that's it, man. Catch you guys next week.
All right, thanks a lot, everybody. We appreciate it.
Please. Wake up. This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.